Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Go. Did you know? Oh, you can't hear that? Really? You can't hear it? Awesome.
No.
That is fantastic.
I was like going.
Great.
It's so good. It's so good. Okay. Let's go. It's all part of it. It's been one of those days.
No, it's all part of Windows 10 update. F you, Windows.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I need another beer already. Possibly. We haven't even started. We just started the show, and I'm already halfway through this damn thing. So sorry, Taco. Good God.
Oh, all right. I'll get back on track so we can get started properly. Sorry, people. It's been a bit weird. Jeez. Anyway, hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 120. Today is Saturday, June 9th, 2018. I am your host, Lita, and joining me over that way is my cranky co-host, Stone, because Wynn is being naughty.
Hello. Yeah, man. Hey, I'm actually wondering, did anybody else hear the intro? You know, because
Did anyone hear the intro? Okay, I'm still behind on my laptop, so I have no idea. The usual, but anyway, it's all good. The main thing is we're here. The main thing is we've got a special guest, and very excited. We're really thrilled that we could get this person to come and have a chat to us. It is Taco!
Taco, yay! Taco.
Hey, old Taco.
Hello.
How are you?
I can't complain. I'm alive, and it's only 85 degrees in my apartment. Woo! Mm.
Nice.
I love the heat. Degrees. Yeah, I don't know what that is. Like,
okay.
20? No, 20? I think it's 20.
It's a whole lot in Celsius.
Okay.
I think it's 20.
Sounds good. Yeah, they said they heard the intro. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, Lita. Okay. I can read.
Excellent. Nice. All right. Anyway, we've got Taco here, so keep your salty tears to yourself. All right, let's have a chat with Taco. So, Taco, tell all of us a little bit about yourself. So, who is the player behind the Taco? Cheese. There's some cheese. There's some mints.
I have an issue with your taco pictures. You always have to put the cheese right on top of the meat so it melts.
Yeah. How do you do tacos?
I put the cheese on top of the meat.
Cheese and then toppings.
No, I put the cheese on top of the meat. What are you talking about?
Say in the picture. Anyway.
Okay. I don't know. That's just a picture I found online. And hold on.
Hungry.
I need to eat some of my coffee crisps because I'm salty.
Now you're going to make Lita salty. Jeez, bad Stone. But a little about me, I live in the Midwest, so there's not a whole lot going on here. So basically, I work entirely too much. I work with developmentally disabled adults. Love it. Mm-hmm. Love my job. And then I also work at a gym and work out. Yeah, I'm working about getting buff. So just so if people say, do you even lift, bro? I can say yes. Yes, I do.
Nice.
And then the rest is pretty much video games. I don't own a TV. I'm old and set in my ways. I like video games, and nice. I guess that's just my thing.
Nothing wrong with that. So is WoW the only game that you play, or do you play other games?
Oh, no. I play Diablo 3 quite a bit, and then Call of Duty World War II. Zombie mode. I don't like the multiplayer, the regular part, but I absolutely love zombie mode. I love zombie movies. Not so sure if I'd like zombie tacos.
I was just thinking that. Not so keen on zombie tacos. Mind you, that would be a good name for an undead toon. Just saying. That
would, I already that have would. It on another server.
Excellent. Love it. Love it. All right. So how long have you been playing WoW then? When did you start playing WoW?
I started when my now ex-husband, whole nother story for another day, got me into the closed beta for vanilla WoW.
Okay.
And I played through closed betas and then the open betas and since then. So about a year, year and a half before the game released.
Okay. So you've just been playing a couple of years. Just a few.
Yeah, just a few.
All right. So when did you first start trying a challenge tune?
I want to say it was maybe a year ago-ish. I stumbled across it from a WoW group that I'm in. And I just dabbled a little bit. And then I didn't really start playing till a couple of months ago, probably about 4 or 5 months ago. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much all I've been doing in game since then, because I was just so not a big fan of the end game stuff right now.
Oh, nice. So what was the very first challenge tune that you started with? Was it Iron? Was it Bloodthirsty? Was it Pacifist? Like, which one did you go with?
It was Iron. All I remember is it was an undead rogue, and I think I made it to like level 12. Okay. And then I just kept dying around there. So basically not much has changed since then and now, except for I play other tunes.
Dying. Yes, yes. We are all familiar with that. So tell us, what are you currently focused on? Like with which challenge and why? Or are you doing a little bit of everything?
Kind of a little bit of Green Man and Bloodthirsty mainly. I do have two teams, I guess, use finger quotes, with five, but we're just getting them to right around 20 and going to wait because we're going to hold them for Bloodthirsty teams. And I have no idea.
Are you sick? Like, it seems.
Yes, Lita has affected me from Australia. Oh, boy.
Wow.
I also have a team with Jang and one with Other Stone that we just play for fun whenever. But mainly, pretty much I'm going to focus on Green Man and Bloodthirsty and pretty much Warlocks because they're my favorite, even though, rest in peace, my 44 Green Man that was a... I don't know if I should be salty about this or not. That was a Discipline Priest. I was running and I had my hand on my mouse and I sneezed and I didn't let go and I fell off a fuselage and died.
I don't think we've ever come across that.
Yeah, I think ever. This is the first sneeze.
That's why Stir was, I think it was, it was Stir who made the new hashtag, hashtag don't sneeze taco.
Yeah, nice. That's as much, I mean, it is completely hilarious, but at the same stage, I think we can all also feel the pain of, you know, when you lose a toon, especially when you put, you know, what were you, 44?
Yeah, I was 44.
Yeah, and now leveling is so much harder, as in, you know, it's taking longer. So to get up to those higher levels, they really hurt when you lose them, really hurt. But it is, you can take a little bit of comfort because there is a part of us all that thinks it's completely hilarious to death by sneeze. So
I don't think
anyone can beat that.
I don't remember who I was on Discord with at the time. I don't know if it was Spoonie or not, but I just started laughing and I had to catch my breath because I managed to squeak out death by sneeze and it was just terrible, but funny. I still laugh about it.
Yeah. That's the good thing. The good thing is that you can still laugh about it, which is good. So are you focusing, you said you're focusing on like mostly warlocks, but have you tried a lot of the different classes or just sticking to certain ones?
Well, I have tried most of them. I am not a fan of rogues, so the challenge kind of that we had, the rogue one, I was like, ugh. But I've tried most of them, except for I have not. Well, yeah, I am doing a monk. It's one of my teams with five. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I just mainly like casters. I always have casters and ranged. Kind of not doing so much hunter wise lately. Still kind of salty about Fiesta Taco that died at like 34 on Bloodthirsty. Yeah. But.
Okay. All right. So, which has been your favorite challenge so far? Or again, are you're enjoying all of them?
I kind of am. I focused on Green Man for like a week, and now I'm just. Mm-hmm. Kind of more leaning back towards Bloodthirsty just because I wouldn't say it's lazier, but there's just certain areas I like where you can just stand in the middle and just not have to move and can just kill everything around you. And it's just, I enjoy that sometimes.
It's very, very cathartic. It really is. Mm. Just to go and purely massacre, you know, pixels. It's awesome. Yes. I don't understand why people think that that's a problem. It really is quite cathartic. So totally understand. Okay. So for you, what do you think has been your fondest challenge memory to date?
Well, I can't put it any more eloquent than how Spoony put it when he, I'll just do the abridged version. The butthead stole my elite kill and then showed me where the rest of them were in the zone. That or when Five pulled entirely too many things and got his character and our team killed, which, wow. By the way, as much as I have died of the three teams I've been in where one character has died, it has not been me.
That is awesome. That's really cool. Because I was going to say, you have got teams, and the fact is that you've not died in a team.
You weren't the cause of death.
Interesting.
I died in the one with Spoony just because he had already died, and I'm like, well.
Yeah.
Well, but you weren't the one. Yeah. Yeah. We can blame Spoony.
Yeah, we'll just blame Spoony for everything.
That could be a new hashtag.
Blame hashtag Spoony. It's Spoony's fault.
Yeah, that's okay. Exactly right. Awesome.
Sweet.
Podcast stream keeps jumping. It's Spoony's fault.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so tell us about how's your leveling path. Like, obviously, you've been here, you've seen the changes with the patch and all of that kind of thing. But what do you normally do with leveling through zones? Like, have you worked out your own little path-wise so far?
I have, but it never goes past 44. Okay. I usually, either if I'm a human or a night elf, whatever, I like to start out in Elwynn, because Elwynn Forest is, it's my favorite. Mm-hmm. You know, you stick to what you know. Then I like to go to Dunmoreau and do the quest there. And usually by then I'm about 16, 17. So then I just go and do Lock Mode on and, you know, try to steal all the elites. So Lita can't have them. No, I'm kidding. this is all like Green Man way. I don't do a whole lot of elite hunting in Lock Mode on just because I don't have the patience to follow the map and the guides where the rares are. But then usually I'll just skip that if
that's
I'm doing.
That's a memory, do you?
Yeah. Then it's kind of a toss up between Duskwood and Westfall. And then I think it's Blood Mist, the second area of the Draenei. Yeah. And then I would say, you know, Badlands, but Fuslight is a no-no for me right now. Mm-hmm. And I haven't gotten past 44. That's the highest challenger I've had yet.
Still, like, that's a pretty good effort. I haven't hit 44 on a challenge tune in quite some time. So, you know, it is a rough slog out there being a challenge tune player, definitely. So the fact is, you know, you're still pushing through, which is good. What's the worst death? You've mentioned a couple of deaths. What do you think for you has been the worst one? The sneeze one, or has there been something else?
Oh, no, the sneeze one was funny. Yeah. I'd probably say the most infuriating one was the one earlier this week where I was on a level 29 or 28, and I was in Duskwood in the cemetery, and this night elf just comes near me. Or what was I on? No, it was a warlock. And I think my Voidwalker may have just ticked damage on one of the mobs, because then the person shadow melded and everything came onto me and I died. And I was very, very sad.
Yeah, I still would be upset. I thought they changed that, or had they originally, Stone? Do you remember? Because it used to be that you couldn't do that. They took that away and it seems like they've brought it back again.
I think it was because of the AOE, because I hadn't turned the AOE on my Voidwalker off.
Because there's been a lot of people dying from aggro of other people putting mobs on them. Seems to be, you know, something that's a little bit more common. Or maybe we're just hearing more of it. I don't know.
Maybe. And somebody said maybe there is some people that just like to mess with people with our guild tag sometimes.
That's true. Yeah. Possibly could be, you know. There's lots of different reasons. But, I mean, still, the fact is it's called, you know, you've died. And it's always hard to lose a turn. I mean, when you do something stupid, like when I do something completely stupid and I'm looking at my dead toon and I'm like, you know, facepalm leader, what the on earth were you doing, you silly girl, kind of thing. But, you know, and then when you DC or something else like that, you're like, well, I didn't have control over it, but these things happen. You can't control another person, you know, that plays the game. So it's a little bit. It's really sad, people. If it was a deliberate act, it's very sad that there are people that would do that. So,
they're saying right now that they can't hear us in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, but we're getting the recording ourselves, so we should be okay. It's just more the live stuff, and
that's fine then.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know what is going on, because it's like 120 frames every so often, and it's exactly that, and it doesn't stop. So I don't know what the
can't handle my awesomeness.
Good.
that could be it. Mine's just have to refresh. Dropping. So refresh.
Now they're saying all better. But whatever. When you're talking about kind of embarrassing ways, well, I have lots of here hold my beer moments where it's like, oh, I have six mobs, I can take a seventh. Or I was on a low level night elf outside of the first big night elf area, like where the flight path is. And I was killing crabs. I was in the water. I swear I was out of I was not losing breath. I went to go to the bathroom and came back. I had drowned. I'm like,
oops. Oh, that's I mean, these things always I mean, what can you do? You learn from them, right? It's one of those things that, like, for me, I cannot leave my toon if I just have to go to like bathroom or something. Like, now I just log out because
I have to do the same thing.
I came back, I'm not sure if it was my green toon. I got a surprise visit by my niece, came down from Mackay. And it was one of those that I quickly left my toon in where I thought was somewhere safe, walked away, said, I'll be back, knowing that I was going to come back and log out, only to find myself being attacked by some, you know, by some bear fur bog thing that I was like, ah, you know, was like, I thought I had her in a safe spot. She didn't die, thankfully. Yay for being a hunter and pet. But yeah, it was still like when I came back and realized she was being attacked, I was like, yeah, no, no, lug out. So learn from the mistakes.
I have to do the same thing now just because it's like, oh, this tune's above level 10. Oh my God, it might actually make it. I gotta log out. Yay! Even if I have to sneeze.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So what do you think's been the worst zone? Or for you, where do you think the worst zone is? A zone that you will not touch at all.
Oh, that I will not touch? I don't think I have any of those because it's okay. All of, you know, it's here, hold my beer. I mean, come on. I'll try it. If I die, I know not to go there next time.
Okay.
But probably stay away from Fuselite for a little while until I stop being salty about that.
Yeah. Understandable. Yeah. Mind you, I do like the goat quest. I always like that quest.
That's fun. Cool.
It is. Fun. It's like
push. And it's like in PvP, Arathi Basin. When I would play my shaman, I would always go to the lumber mill, stay there the entire time just to thunderstorm people off the edge.
Of course. Because, I mean, that's what you do. Absolutely. Okay, so, Taco, for you, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
Just do it. If you're not knowing what you want to play, use the random generator on the WoW Challenges website. Just have fun with it. Play around. And if you're thinking, oh, I don't know if I can do this, just charge it and do it. What's the worst thing that happens? You die?
Yeah.
It's extremely, death is extremely profitable on Wormrest Accord. It's how I've been paying for my subscription because all my low level stuff that I sell, and sorry, Lita, I undercut you all the time. Last couple months, that stuff has paid for my WoW sub with tokens.
That's right. The greens you pick up, all of that kind of stuff. If you kill off your tune, have a bank tune. Just send all the gold. Like, why would you want to delete a tune with gold on it? You can accumulate a lot, even if it's little stuff. Get yourself a bank tune, send it all to the bank tune, and who knows? Exactly. You can eventually get enough to buy. The tokens are ridiculously, it's over 200,000.
It's like 206 right now, I think.
I know. I'm like,
Call of Duty.
Damn it, I should have bought it back at 20,000 or whatever it was. Don't you? Oh, hindsight's such a wonderful thing. Anyway, okay. Taco, thank you for getting to know you. That was good fun. Do you want to tell us how has your week been? What have you been doing?
I'm just kind of playing on the tune that was on teams, you know, that didn't die.
Wow.
Been leveling those just every once in a while, which Taco Party, which is a hunter. Love that one. I'm waiting for the name flag on that one. I have another one named Rotten Taco, which is a warlock. All I do is I log on to do the... I can't think of the words. Gosh, my brain is fried. The rested XP. Mm-hmm. And then pretty much just rolling and re-rolling tunes that die from me being stupid. Doing a lot of playing in the auction house too, just because they are releasing Call of Duty through the Blizzard launcher, and so I'm trying to save up the tokens to pay for that. And
nice.
Farming on my 110 hunter every once in a while. It's pretty much it. Just kind of a quiet week with Diablo 3, the new season, launching on Friday. I'll probably farm hardcore to make some gold so I can, I'll take a couple days off WoW to play that.
Okay. Sounds very busy, which is good. You mentioned about the name flagging, which I just wanted to touch a little bit on, because seriously, I'm like, really, out of the names that you have chosen, how on earth have they gotten flagged? Because they're not offensive. They're not, you know, it's, but how many have you had to change?
Three.
Really?
Technically four, because the fourth one, I got the 24-hour ban, And when I logged back on to change that one, they made me change green taco. So now I've just started doing taco names backwards. So if it looks like, if you see OCAT at the beginning of the name, just read it backwards. Chances are it's me.
Okay. Well, how did green taco get, seriously?
I don't know. Taco is another name for a part of the female anatomy, and some people are probably equating it with that, when that's not the case at all.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I have seen way offensive names.
I have worse names than that. I have Furious Fap. I have one called Taco Drop. I have Clam Jam. Yeah. And those have not been flagged. But whatever.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure this is just a worm. This is just like a worm rest accord RP thing.
Yeah. Maybe, but even so, I would have thought. I've seen worse names on worm rest, like, not often, because obviously the time of day I play is, you know, quite different to the majority of people.
Yeah,
that
I
play
don't.
It,
I don't think this is every now and again focused on taco. I think it's like. Focus on the guild. I think it's focus on the guild.
Five got one too. That killed, well, it didn't kill one of our teams, but it was, Five, what was that one you got changed? It did kill our team because it lost him to the void.
Yeah.
For the rename, because we had already registered and were past level 20.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
I think it was five cheese, maybe, or five combo or something.
Yep. Wow. Okay. I don't understand. That just seems very strange. But five grand. It's, you know, it's really
5 grand.
Five grand. Okay. I don't see anything. Again, you know, maybe, who knows, but it just seems, a little bit strange.
Yeah.
What a pain. Well, and a pain, like, seriously. Mm-hmm. I mean, it'd be different if it was truly offensive, like, to me.
Sure.
As I said, and there have been some names over the years that I've just been like, really? How on earth were you allowed to log in with that name? Not me, obviously, but just, you know, random people. So, exactly. Anyway. Well, I hope you have a good week, Taco. Sounds like you've been very busy and will continue to be very busy, whether it's in WoW or Diablo as well. So, good luck with the new season starting. That'll be exciting for you, won't it?
Oh, yes. Except I have to work that evening, because normally I will play the entire first 24 hours of a season release, which I'm planning on doing for the WoW release because I extended my vacation.
Nice. Awesome. Okay. And we will talk. I'm sure we will talk about that. No, you didn't have that in the show notes.
No.
Okay. Interesting.
But why?
Okay. I was gonna say. Well, it's very exciting because it's being released.
All right. Okay. Worldwide. Fine. Okay. Let's start into our news in the World of Warcraft then. Okay. You want to just go? I'm ready to go. If you want to switch it up.
I was going to ask.
I'm going to get some popcorn and just watch this go off.
No, it's okay. I thought it would be something that we were going to discuss. It's okay. It's all good. But I'm excited about it because it it's never happened before in all my years of playing. It's very exciting. So anyway.
There, I put it in the notes.
I was going to do that as soon as I stopped talking and got you to talk, but thank you.
Well, it won't matter because I don't really have a whole lot to talk about anyways.
Okay. All right. Well, I did notice that you had done something that was quite alarming when I logged
alarming.
Onto Twitter this
alarming.
Morning.
Yeah, it was.
I saw a photo and I was like,
"This week,
whoa!
This week, I have been in responsive hell, which means I'm working on a different website on my sim site, and basically, I'm trying to make it so that the website can be used on any device. So, like, our website now could be used on any device." And that's what's called responsive, is that it doesn't matter what you look at it. And I don't have to create different versions of the site. It'll just work, right? So,
yeah.
Okay. So I'm working. I've been focused on that pretty much the whole week and last week. It's just I've been doing that. And last week I wasn't here. Well, you were sick. And I have a friend that is moving to Vietnam at the end of this month. And we had a going away party for him. And it happened to be, and it happened to start at 5 o'clock, which I didn't know that was going to happen. I thought it was going to be earlier on, because then I could go for about 3 or 4 hours and then leave and come back and do our show. No, it's going to start at 5. So I'm like, well, I cannot miss this. So I have to bail on the show. So to say goodbye to him, because he'll be gone for a good 2 to 3 years. He's taking his whole family is going. Kids, white, they're all going. So, because they wanted it, they want an adventure. And I'm like, you know, they are crazy like that. And I know,
exciting for them.
It's exciting. I don't think I could do that with our kids. I much prefer the nice, safe life that we have here. Not saying that they're going to go to a war zone, but who knows what the hell goes on over there, right? So. You know, hopefully things will be okay and he'll be back in 2 or 3 years and ready to settle down finally. I snuck in some pacifist playing.
I saw.
And hold on to your seats. I leveled up from level 4 to level 6. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
2 whole levels. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Well it was
what
more like,
tell me,
1.25 levels, sort of. It was 1.25 because I was almost at 5.
Okay.
I was in Dunmorough and I just ran over to the Gnomeregan, that whole starting zone.
Oh, okay. Yep.
There's a whole bunch of things like that. There's a few of them Peace that are going? Red. Sorry?
Yeah.
What?
Picking
Peace Bloom, and Silver, copper? Whatever, and then copper mining nodes. And yeah. So I wiped out all my rest XP and I've hearthed back and he'll be sitting there for about 2 or 3 months again.
Nice.
God.
Well, at least
that's,
you won't die.
That's true.
That's level 6. That's, 5 more levels than I thought you'd do. So, go you. That's awesome.
Yeah. And that's about it. There's a couple times where my team's partner, he's no longer in work right now because it's summertime. So there's been a couple times. Yeah, she. Sometimes, depends on how she's feeling. Some days she feels like a he, some days he feels like a he. And I respect that. So that's why sometimes I change back and forth between he and she. So there's been a few times where I see she. Maybe that's what I should call him, her, is she, he, right? Because then it covers both, right? It's cool. Okay, anyway.
Call them by their name and you don't have to worry about the pronoun.
I don't want to call them by their name because reasons. So they were online and there's a couple times where I was like, oh, I can play. And then, no, I can't because I got crap going on here. I'm pretty sure I did play with them, though. No, maybe it was for last week. Yeah, I think it was for last week, and we didn't do the show. So I think we played last week. We didn't play this week. So,
okay.
Yeah.
No, still we weren't here last week, so it's all good. Yeah. So, but the team's going okay then.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
They have not killed it.
Yeah.
Right. They typically use they for neutral. Yes. Yes.
They. Okay. They.
I personally say You tell me what you want me to call you, and I'm good with that. Just don't call me late for dinner.
I had this really bad feeling that's exactly where you were going to go with that, and you did not disappoint. Thank you.
Surely. Anyways, good old... anyway, nice. Yeah, so yeah, that was my week-ish.
Excellent. All right.
And I'll just drink this beer, and I'll get another beer because I know that you're going to start in. And you should see the show notes. This is like a page worth of show notes. Lord Tundering.
It is not. It's not even, look, it's not even half a page. Well, we've got big writing.
Taco,
it's not that much, really.
You can see our show notes. Is her show notes not like a page long?
I'm going to side with either mommy or daddy who's going to give me better Christmas presents, so...
Damn it.
It's not a page long. Oh. Typical man exaggerating.
Wow.
Yeah, they always exaggerate about the size.
Wow. Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, so did I. That's right. I honestly thought he was going to turn around and grab the hickory sticks and be like, open, dive, face, you know.
He is now.
Mouthful. Yeah.
Oh, nope, it's the beer.
No, he's gonna get a beer. Okay, well, while he's gone, let me tell you about my last week or two. And again, guys, sorry for being sick. I have not been that sick in quite some time. A week, just nearly a week and a half. It was the plague of massive. It was horrible. So sorry about that. Anyway, I'm feeling a lot better. Yeah. I'm ignoring him. So let me tell you, I did manage to pay a couple of irons this week. So I saw my human warlock that was sitting there, that's been sitting there over in Wormrest. And I was like, oh, I'll play my warlock and I'll see how she goes. So I got her from 26 to 28. And I just kept thinking, oh my God, warlocks are still so squishy. Why are they so squishy? Stop being so squishy. And I hit level 27 and I had this feeling that I might've like just done like hiccup something. So I went over to the website and I'm like, I need to check on my tune to make sure I didn't like flag myself or do something stupid. Cause I hadn't played her in a while and I was just like leveling her. And then I was like, you know what? Why have I not played her for a while? And have I done something and I've just leveled her and I've already been flagged. So I go over to the website. She's not registered. It was like, how did I get to level 27 and my iron is not registered? That's just hilarious. So I have no idea. So I registered her, which was good. She was green flagged. That was fine. But I was like, I don't know how I got past level 10 without registering, because normally that's what I do. I hit level 10, I'll log out. I don't care where I am. I'll log out, I'll go register, and then I'll come back and log back in. It's just, that's what I've always done. So I can't believe that I got to level 27 and didn't register her. Weird. But human warlock as an iron, squishy as. I pretty much send in voidy, health funnel, drain life, immolate, can flag, health funnel, you know, all of that. It's just like keep voidy up at all costs. And it's just a rinse and repeat, which I'm not a huge fan of playing like that as a warlock.
But isn't bloodthirsty though? But that's more bloodthirsty, just same thing over and over, kill, yeah. Rinse and repeat.
No, it's just it's more the health funnel drain life. Health funnel drain life. I'm like, I want to kill the thing myself, not rely on my pet to be doing it. Mm. Like, it just, you know, voidies aren't like voidies feel like they're going like this. Whereas if you're on a hunter, your pet's going, you know, like that. Voidies like, and so you're just trying to keep voidy up.
Could you do that again there, Lita?
No.
That's okay. I'll clip it.
So I manage, like, I tried it with the imp, and yeah, the imp's DPS is a bit better, but meh, on the whole, I was like, no, I'm sticking with Voidy. So just found it very interesting. I hopped over to my Iron Hunter, and I just finished Wetland. So I took her from 31 to 33. And guess what? I remembered, did not do any Dark Iron quests. Yay! Really happy about that. I am not dying to Dark Iron quests in Wetlands ever again. then I decided I would take her to Dead Ridge. So I was kind of like umming and ahhing. I don't want to go to Westfall. I don't like Westfall. So I'm not going to Westfall. I was thinking of going to Duskwood, but I thought, you know what? I'm going to pop into Red Ridge. I'm going to start on the quest because there's, you know, there's the kill the spiders and the condors and the boars and, you know, the gnolls and things like that that are grindy. I mean, I like my grindy quests. So I thought, yeah, I'll start off and I'll get to a certain point in Red Ridge before I go to Duskwood. Whether it's a plan that works or not, I will see. But I think the highest iron I've had in a little while. I think I lost my last iron at 34. So fingers crossed I can make it past that. So we'll see. But, you know, over in Redbridge, so we'll give it a go. My green toon that I killed a couple of weeks ago, I finally got her back up to 28. Just finished Lakmodan. She's going into Wetlands, so I'm going to do the same thing. I keep equipping greens. I think I've got about 8 greens on her now. Just every time if I get a green on more for the quests, I'm just like, yeah, that's a pretty good upgrade. So I've decided instead of sticking with, because I was originally going to stick with like 3 or 4, I've just decided, you know what, I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to, if something gives me a, you know, better than what I've got from a quest, I'm just going to equip it and just keep going. So she's in Wetlands, just started Wetlands. So again, I'm not going to be doing the Dark Iron quests, even on the green. Probably maybe a little bit safer, but I'm not going to take the chance. So Dark Irons can go jump in the fire. That's all I'm saying on that.
They're my favorite race, though. I need to race change to one as a Death Knight, but I'm not allowed to. Oh, excuse me.
You can.
So sorry, I need to eat some more hickory sticks.
That's fine. You don't choke. Anyway, wow. What I would say is if you want to race change to Dark Irons, that's fine. Don't care about that. What I do care about is Wetlands and their nasty little quest where they've got the stupid little trap that sends out the little snakes, the little vipers, and they hit like a truck. And then they've got the nasty little rare that the rare really wants to kill you. And then when you go over and try and kill the head chick for the last quest before you have to move on. What's her name? I can see. I can't think of a name.
Wow.
Thora?
Sure.
Moira?
Sure.
Moira?
Moira anyway, is Stara the leader of the dwarves.
But there's another irons. One that looks like her that's over in that little encampment.
Oh, in Wetlands. Oh, okay.
It's nasty. She's nasty and she's surrounded by nasty and they're all nasty dark irons. So, you know, and then Bloodthirsties. I did manage to play some Bloodthirsties. So my druid, I hit level 18. She's over in Lakmodan because Lakmodan rocks. That's all I'm saying. So level 18, she's at 647 kills. My Night Elf Priest hit level 29. She is at 1,147 kills. Disc Priest are so good. They really are so good. Really enjoying. Never really thought I'd ever say that over the Warlock. However, the only difference about the Warlock, the Void Elf Warlock as a Bloodthirsty is freaking awesome. I slaughter everything. No problems.
as an iron, I haven't tried the Void Elf as the iron, but as the human warlock on the iron, squishy as the Void Elf warlock in Bloods, kicking like rocking it so badly. I really love playing her. She hit level 31, so I'm at 845 kills on her. Then I played my second highest Bloodthirsty is my Night Elf Hunter. She hit 41 this week. She's at 2,477 kills already. So I found Lochmodan. Of course, Lochmodan is my jam. That's a new saying. And then I've been venturing out. So I've gone up to Hinterlands because Hinterlands has got awesome res, and also hit Western Plaguelands. Western Plaguelands has got lots of good res up there too. So the higher ones like the Void Elf Warlock and the Night Elf Hunter, I've had to take them out because just doing like one round of Lochmodan is not enough. Even with rested is not enough to get a level, especially on the Hunter. So she's venturing. They're venturing out slowly, but the majority kills still done in Lochmodan. So I'm happy about that. Something really interesting though, I got my human warrior to level 68 last week, the end of last week. So that was very exciting. Got a full level on her.
And this is the warrior from the contest.
Yeah.
Wow. I think it's safe to say you like really beat me in that contest.
I did.
Like you just
still going. Still going.
Wow. That's amazing.
Squished you like a bug. Just saying. I mean she's in prot. I love prot on a warrior. I really do. It's just so much fun. She's at 9,872 kills, right? So it's a lot of grinding. I'm keeping her in rested. I go hunting for the best places. I found quite a few rares in that whole level. Obviously not in one setting, but she's over in Northrend, and I managed to get maybe about 6 rares. And when they're giving you 15,000 XP a kill, like you really, really want rares, but they can be really hard to find. Some rares, when you do find them, you do not want to take on. So like the Zoldrak Sentinel, that's the big totem guy that pats around Argent Stand.
Okay.
Has nearly 70,000 hit points. He's not good. You don't take him on. How do I know? Because guess what? Leader decided, let's see what happens. I made sure I had a path to get out of. So I took him in. He did some kind of stomp or fear or something really, really bad. His health was barely going down, and I knew abort, abort, abort. So I basically the heroic leaped and ran so fast, and got
did
out
you
of combat.
Run so far away?
Yeah, I did. I did. I ran back to Argent Stand, and I was like, oh my god! Ah, that was so scary. So the two rares that I definitely don't touch is that one and Crush over in Sholazar. He was exactly the same thing. He was up. He still has like 70,000 hit points, and he does a massive fear stomp thing that is bad. So those two, I don't even go near them. And part of me is like, damn it, it's a rare. I really want the XP, but I'm not going to sacrifice myself.
However, I was grinding the spiders and the bats over in Zoldrak because I think it was Five had mentioned that was a really good place to grind. I found a better place, actually. So, Argent Tournament, right? Argent Tournament, not there. Up from Argent Tournament, there is on, what do you call it? Like the little plateau that's just up to the, as you're looking at the zone, it's just up to the left of Argent Tournament. There's a place called Death Speaker's Watch. I've been there many times over the years. And for some reason, I was just, I'd flown over. I think I was coming back from rare hunting. And I happened to click on a mob and I thought, well, they're humanoids. Humanoids are good for grinding. Maybe I'll get some greens. I started killing them. And then I started noticing that their hit points, they were under 12,000 hit points. So this is me at level 67, right? They had under 12,000 hit points. Zoldrak, the spiders and the bats I was killing at same level, they were at 15,000 hit points. What am I going to kill that gives me exactly the same XP? Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because I went over and tested it. I went back over to Zoldrak because I'm like, nah, surely not. Yep, exactly the same. Same level mob I was getting rested, I think it was like 700 XP a kill or 770. Went back to Death Speaker's Watch, killing exactly the same thing, exactly the same XP. And I'm going, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm going to kill it faster. And that's all I did. I just charged. I was like massacring them. It was awesome. Like charge, bang, 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 charge, bang, 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 charge, bang, bang. I was awesome. I spent many hours over there and oh, it was glorious. And when I hit 68, it was like, hey, yay. So yeah, I was really quite surprised about that. And I don't know if other people had thought about that spot, but I need to go back and see what the mobs will be now that she's 68. So I think it'll be the same. I think I'll probably stay there for a couple of levels. And I was getting green drops, like, you know, it because they're humanoids. Like, it wasn't a problem. Lots of stuff to sell, vendor, you know, it was good. So that's been my week and, you know, did stuff, which was good. It's been a good week. So, yeah.
Great. I've got thoughts. And I'm not going to say them. I know that we've lost our clean tag, but I'm just... Nope.
Okay. Yeah. You see the gears and Stone's head
turning. Yeah. You just wait. Oh, hey, my mom's calling me. That's cool. So, Lita, I'm going to go with the next part and you carry on.
Okay. Okay. All right. So I will do the news, which is not normally what happens, but yeah. These things, you know, doing it live, folks. So I did want to mention about the BFA world launch because honestly, I thought it was really cool. Taco, I don't know if you think it's really cool because we've been playing this game for a really long time. We have never had a world launch where everyone is getting the expansion at the same time. Everyone, all around the world. I thought that was pretty big deal. So I'm really excited about it. What did you think?
I think it's a great idea in concept, but with WoD and especially with, I think it was Burning Crusade, with it just going regionally, there was such a there was such trouble with it where it was a day or so before you could actually play. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering and hoping they really test this during this last bit of beta. Otherwise, there's going to be some angry people.
Oh, it'll be interesting. Mind you, I think they've been a lot better in launches than
I mean, come on. Remember the patches back in the day? Remember Burning Crusade launch, Wrath launch? They weren't pretty. So Legion's been so much smoother.
Okay.
So fingers crossed. Oh, hello, you're back.
Hi.
Yay.
Nothing wrong. She just wanted her weekend call with the kids on a Saturday. Usually it's Sunday. Okay.
Weekend call on a weekend?
Well, she usually calls on a Sunday, so that's why. It's a little bit weird. Be like, what's going on? Yeah, I think I caught the last bit of what you were saying, that I thought Legion, the launch, went really good. Like, I didn't really see any problems
Legion
with
went
it.
Really good. And compared to previous launches that we've had, previous patches that we've had over the years, like, things are way smoother than what they were years ago.
Mists was...
So fingers crossed that everything goes times. Well. Yeah.
Everybody was caught on the gnome gyrocopter trying to kill the same thing, and they all got stuck.
Yeah.
It was fun. That was fun times. But, I think they're beyond that. Yeah, so, I think it is pretty cool that they would be able to launch all at the same time. That's good.
Yeah. Very, very exciting. So, anyway, that's my contribution to the world, to the news. So, Stone.
Hi.
DitchCon.
Yeah. DitchCon. They're sitting at 60%, and they have a little over 3 weeks. I think like 22 days, 23 days. Just so that folks know, because some people aren't quite sure, is that if you want to back it, you won't get charged until the end of the campaign, which is about 3 weeks from now. So if you don't have the money now to do it, and you could potentially have it in 3 weeks, please consider giving them a hand. They still need about, I think, 5,000 or so. Mm-hmm. And now that Con Before the Storm has funded, they are the only fan-funded party. Everything else is corporate-sponsored. So this is like more our people kind of thing. So if you want to go to ditchcon.com and give them a hand.
And it's on Halloween.
It's on Halloween. So it's going to be good stuff. There's a troll run happening in about an hour from now. It's the troll run, and it's to raise money for the Trevor Project. I went last year.
Dravi.
Was it last year?
Yes.
Or is it the year before? I think it was last year I did it. And you basically roll a tune on Horde Feathermoon. I did it 1 year. Maybe not last year. Maybe it was the year before. And I'll just... I have a link here, so if people would like to have a look to see what it's about. Boop. Mm-hmm. There we go.
That's why I already asked what Team Trevor was.
Yeah, so... It was good stuff. So, if you...
And this is run by Dravi.
Dravi.
Who also runs the Gnome Run. And, and has always supported Trevor Project, which is, a wonderful thing to be able to do. So if you guys are interested, definitely, go make a tune, get over there. I think they're already getting themselves organized from what I had seen a little bit earlier. They've got guilds organized. Dravi's got like people taking invites and all sorts of things. So always a lot of fun. It's great to see the community get behind these things. So
I know Feathermoon is attached to another realm. I don't know which one that is, but you can go on either one. Just roll Horde and roll Troll. Yep. And I think the only thing that they know that the pink is Gnome, right? The pink hair?
Yes. Oh. Yeah, definitely pink is the for gnome the run. Gnome run.
I
didn't notice if they did a particular
I can't remember. It's been a while since I ran it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure.
All right. So the only other stuff I got is Midsummer Fire Festival is incoming June 21st to July 5th. Soon. Oh, yay. Scarlet Crusade and Feathermoon are linked. Thank you, Zorts. And Eli.
Thank you.
Yep. So Midsummer Fire is coming up. So easy XP. Really, if you're if you're looking to make like a big dent into your XP stuff and things, before.
So good for the irons. Good for pacifists.
Yes.
Not good for bloods.
No.
Be good for greens, tins, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Iron teams.
Yeah.
Blood teams.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
Not good. What did you say? It's good for blood teams.
I guess it wouldn't be good for blood teams. Jesus.
If it's not good for a bloodthirsty, how is it good for a blood team?
Such a loser, Stone. Yeah, such a loser.
He's just baiting you, Taco. Yeah. I know, but I was like, sorry.
It could be good since it doesn't technically exist yet.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah. But yeah, he still blood teams would be good.
Yep. So
toolbox for my own blood team.
Wow.
That's a thought.
Jeebus.
Hmm. Okay.
That's hardcore. That's a thought. The only other thing is I have my walk for ALS is coming up this Saturday, like next week at 10 a.m. Eastern, and I will be live streaming on Twitch, not Periscope, because Periscope sucks. And apparently Streamlabs has a thing where you can stream from your phone, so I'm going to give that a shot. And how well that works will dictate how easily it's going to be, how easy it will be for you and I to live stream a show at BlizzCon in November. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to test these things because, you know, stuff will be happening. So it's good. So all the boys are walking with you and Carrie. Yeah.
Everyone's walking. Carrie and the boys walk the full 5K. I cannot walk 5K. There is physically zero chance of me doing that.
So you're just doing a little section.
I do the first track, so it's like a football field. So I walk around the outside of a football field, which by the end of it, I'm out of breath because I suck ass. My body's a piece of shit. So,
It's okay.
Yeah. That's why I was like, shh, can I say that? Yeah. Yes, I can. Yes. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Yes.
Listen, I put up my screen door on, what day is it today? Saturday. I put my screen door up on Friday. That kicked my ass. It kicked my ass. And the screen door is light.
I was like, who are you?
And Carrie got mad at me. She's like, why didn't you wait till I'm at home? Well, because you're working, and then when you come back from work, you know, you don't really, like, I don't want to make you do more physical work around the house. You know, I'm sitting here, you know, I want to do stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I want to feel useful.
No, that's really sweet. Yeah, that's exactly. I can totally understand that.
Yeah.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Good for you for doing it, but yeah, geez, like, just be careful.
I still need to make my podcast.
You on Saturday.
Oh, really? Even though I'm eating my coffee crisp? You're still backing me? Wow.
Mm. Yes. I always back you. You should know that. You just stab me in the heart when you eat coffee crisps.
Wow.
On stream in front of me.
It tastes...
makes for a very sad...
It's got this wonderful chocolate taste with a hint of coffee.
I'm just going to enjoy my popcorn over here, waiting for things to start flying.
Yeah, it's all right. Storm's not going to know what hit him when we get to BlizzCon, trust me.
Take pictures.
I might have to, because it'd be like, it wasn't me, officer. Okay, you go eat your little coffee crisp.
Oh, okay.
Thing, we will start the state of the challenges. So, Taco. Irons, can you read through the irons for me, please?
I can. With number 10, we have Iron Hooves at 54 RIP. Number 9, we have Bear Iron V at 54. Number 8, we have Nikki at 59. And 7 is Iron Theos at 61. Number six, sorry, Karg. Kargeist at 62, RIP.
Oh.
Seen a lot of those lately. Paro Air at 63 for number five. Oh, number four, Sternly, 69, RIP. Sorry, oh. Stir.
Oh.
QYU, not sure how to say that. Comes in at number three with 69. Ashes Iron Y or Iron E, whatever you want to call it. Number two with 71. And at number one, we have Talyara at level 74.
Wow. We lost a couple this week. I did not realize that. I must have missed the Stir one. Stir, I am so sorry. I did not realize that. 69 on the monk. I'm assuming that's a monk.
Another monk?
Damn. Another monk, yeah.
Exactly, oh, Azzy. Damn. Exactly.
Damn. I'm not going to go there. But anyway, Bloods, let's have a look. So we only do the top five for everyone else. So we've got Bloods. Tree Wisp hit 51. Kitsandra hit 74. Soul Shield hit 85. Visenna hit 96. And Sold My Soul hit 109. Well done, Nisi. Go, Nisi. Well done, everyone else, though. Okay, Pacifist. Taco, who have we got?
I want a big celebration when Sold My Soul gets 110. That's awesome.
Yes.
We have Mons Preacher at 50. Joyful Vegan at 53. Breeza, sorry if I'm not saying that right, at 58. Gentle Soul at 68. And this is probably my favorite name on the State of the Challengers. Huey Hamster, number one with 103.
Mm. Well done. Huey Hamster's back. Yay. Excellent. Well done. Joyful Vegan, that's Rogue Slayer.
Yep.
She's done well because didn't she lose her pacifist a couple of weeks ago? That was quite high. Or was it someone else?
What?
Compassiona?
Oh, yes.
When yep. She looks at one. Yeah. So go Rogue Slayer. Go Rogue Slayer. And well done, everyone on the pasties. Doing well. Okay, Tins, let's have a look. We've got Lucy Lynn at 37, 81 at 57. Love it. Iron Deso, 60, red flagged. Seven uncommon slots. Yep. Hmm. Someone
flipped table and was like, okay. I've had enough.
Okay.
Which is okay.
Maybe they're meant to change it to maybe uncommon
thought,
is green.
Maybe they, yeah. Maybe they thought they wanted to maybe go green.
Okay. Iron Dream hit 64 and Zayabo hit 79. Well done, Zaya. Okay, let's have a look at our greens. Taco, who we got?
We have Kermit at level 42. I love this name too. Triflin at 45. We have Blakeden coming in at 55. We have Will coming in at 62, RIP. Sorry, Will. And we have Verdant Sand coming in at 65.
Well done. You know what? I know who Verdant Stand in. I'm pretty sure that's Rogue Slayer.
Ooh.
From memory, yeah. Well done, though. Look at that goat. Kermit. I love Kermit as a name for greens. That is awesome. So whoever's tuned that is, well done. Well done. Okay, Stone. Teams.
All right, Iron Teams, we have Salmon and Trout is dead at level 19. Alon Z is also dead at level 26, so sorry. Wrath and Judgment is at level 30. Not Hunters is at level 41. And Shields and Shots is at level 59.
Nice. I've got some awesome names. Like, seriously.
There's been some pretty good names.
Salmon and Trout. Yep. Like, who thought of Salmon and Trout? What? I want to know. Why? Why?
That's cool. Wrath and Judgment. I'm obviously thinking Pallies.
Yeah.
Is that both for Pallies? Team?
Yeah. Sure.
Not Hunters.
No.
Not Hunters has to be.
I mean, somebody can go look that up right now. I mean, I should. Yeah. I should have the site up as we speak because of other parts of the show. But, you know.
Yeah, it's all good. But that's good. Well done. Obviously, commiserations to those we lost. And it's been, looks like we've had a rough week, guys.
Oh, it's a Pally and Druid. Right, Wrath.
Oh, of course.
Right. Duh.
Pally and Druid.
Yeah.
Nice. Duh. Oh, that. Oh, interesting combination.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck, guys. Good luck. All right.
I kind of still feel that if you make a team with a priest on it, it's like, I mean, I know that we haven't had a team up to 110 yet, but with a disc priest, it's very strong. Mm. Very, very strong. Yep.
They're probably the strongest clothy. Like, seriously, they would be the strongest clothy. And I hate saying that over Warlock. Warlocks are so squishy. No! Anyway. Chit-chat?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling out Azzy. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, calling out Azzy and chit-chat. All right. So this is where you can send in your questions, tips, tricks, all those kinds of things.
Just
so the first one.
Sorry, what? Go ahead. Nope, nothing. Nothing. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. The first one we've got is Azzy's pun. So Taco, take it away with Azzy's pun. Good luck.
Even though I read this earlier, I have to collect myself for a second because...
Okay.
Yeah. Someone hit me in the street yesterday and ran off with my limbo stick. I mean, really, how low can you go? It's so bad, it's good.
It is. It's so bad. It's good. It's good. Well done, Azzy. I kind of like it. It's not his best he's done, but you know what? It's not his worst, so...
No, I like it. Anya. It's good.
Okay. All right. Stone.
Right. I got a question from Bozan. Do you have any active Iron Man rankings, a.k.a. characters that have been active leveling at least once a month or so? Not on the site, but when we do, like, the top tens, that's sort of... who's been active in the last week, right? So that's how we get that. But I don't think we would do rankings. I think they were looking at seeing who they were kind of trying to compete against. And it's like, well, you're not really competing against anybody. If you go look at the lists, I mean, because really the challenge is more to complete it, right? And it's more of a soul
thing. It's a solo challenge, thing.
Yeah. And... yeah, I really don't think we would make a separate list to show, like, people that have been leveling over the last month or so.
Right?
Yes, yeah. But they're looking for a list of people that have been playing recently, and I don't think we'd do that. I mean, the closest that we do to it is once a week we do our top tens, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's pretty
but
much...
But why would that matter? I don't understand.
Well, I think they want to see who has been leveling lately. Because, like, I think when you go look at our list right now, you see, like, 25, 26, 27 people at 110. And you're like, you don't even go get up on the front page of our site, right? Because there's so many people, right? So, you know, I think it's a little bit something to make to... make it where you can see who's not already made it and who's actually leveling now versus somebody who maybe leveled up to like 105 and then decided to have a break, you know?
Yeah.
I can say that very likely I would never put that up on the site. I just, it would be, it would be the current rankings because we're not doing a competition. And the closest thing we do to it is a competition, right?
Yeah.
And besides that, like on the top 10. So.
Yeah. Okay. Now I understand it. Yeah. Just, I didn't understand what they meant. So cool. Okay. From Eli CTR. Here we go. I was trying to find a good chemistry pun, but all the good ones are gone.
Wah, wah.
Yes. That one was pretty good.
I'm not a chemistry person, so I'm thankful I read that before I had to read it, because I was kind of like, I have no idea, but obviously.
Argon.
Thank you, Eli.
Argon.
Thank you, Eli.
Argon.
Argon. I mean, argon, but element. I'm like, I have no idea what an argon on the is.
Periodic table.
I don't know.
It's on the periodic table.
I'm not a chemistry person. I don't know.
I believe it's a noble one too, right? You know, it's on the far end, right? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're neon doing this, and all that stuff.
Yeah. Anyway. I'm just picturing the periodic table. All right. Okay. Taco, can you take the next one, please?
I don't.
From Robert, I made my Iron Man character back before the rule update for no tabards or shirts of green plus. So I logged in and saw I had a green Stormwind tabard on. Should I just start over? The only uncommon piece equipped in the character stats is that one.
So I believe Nisi replied with our account. He would have been fine. They actually re-rolled, but you don't have to because the rule change, I can't remember exactly when it happened, like I think January 1st or something. So any character that was created before that was grandfathered in, so you wouldn't have to worry about it. Yep. But I think they already re-rolled. So, but you would not have to. So, and that's why you still see characters leveling up green flagged with one green equipped is stuff like that. I think someone was telling me, I think Nisi was telling me that was asking me if the green flag rule was still in there. And I'm like, yeah, as far as I know, I took that thing out. So I don't know. If it's not working, that's a bug. And if I fix it, you're going to be red flagged, I think. So,
Yeah.
So, okay. Okay, so the next question is from Kel. Do you guys delete your fallen tunes?
Depends.
I can speak for myself. Yes, I do. I've kept one at like level. So I've kept one at level 83. That was the one I lost like really high before I got my 110. Mm-hmm. And I only kept it just in case, as I was leveling up with my other tune, just to scout. But typically, I do delete my characters. Most of the veterans don't, I think, because they keep their dead tunes to scout, because it's good to scout with them, because it's a great resource. So.
Yep. Yeah. Taco, what do you do?
Oh, I have to delete mine because otherwise I'd have no slots left on the entire game and I'd be on like my eighth account.
Yeah, exactly. I must admit the only two I think that I've kept were the two big irons that I killed off. And I've kept them as bank tunes and scouts just in case. But every lower tune, gone, re-rolled.
So Ash says that he has a lot of them. Nisi says that she deletes them because she needs the room to re-roll. Just curious about anybody else in chat if you guys delete or re-roll or delete or keep as scouts. Lita, do you want to take the next one?
So this is from Cog. Says, hey everyone, if you quest in Tundra, avoid the Murlocs there. The Murloc warriors have a shout, which reduce your melee damage and spell damage, which also means healing.
to like zero.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So where are those ones in Tundra?
Boring Tundra, the ones up north where the the king
near the horde the
king is.
Camp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yep. All right. I never interesting. Did not know that. Thank you, Cog. That's good information. Excellent.
So Zaya says that he deletes his characters. Ash kept a 90 for a scout. Bosmatus says one scout per realm. Others are deleted. Captain Doby, keep one, but if his next attempt goes higher and dies, the first one will be deleted. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. All right, so we'll keep reading more as we go on.
Okay.
Taco, can you take the next one? This one?
Sure, the next one's from Zords. Mages, apparently if they talk to a trainer, can learn how to blink in any direction. It's not a talent, but it does alter the blink ability. Is this allowed or not?
Yes. Because, so this was asked in our private Discord, in our private Discord channel for the mods, and I believe Zorts was watching Periton, I believe. And this came up, and it's like, yeah, sure you can. It's like a glyph, where glyphs are cosmetic, yes, but you can go talk to the trainer to make your blink so that you don't blink forward, you blink the way that you're moving, right? So if you're strafing and you blink, then you strafe further, right? Yep. So Tristan Source is saying somebody in Periton's Twitch chat asked that. So yeah, and I say yes. This is just a class thing. It's not an XP boost. It's not a huge advantage or anything big like that. It's part of your class. So mages can blink differently. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Source also says that he deletes his characters. Sorry, go ahead.
Yep. No, I was just thinking, I mean, when was the last time? I didn't even know that you could go there to talk, that there was a blink in any direction.
I thought that was a talent, to be honest. I thought it was a talent. Yeah.
Thought they did away with all the class trainer. You know, you don't go and talk to a class trainer anymore. I didn't even realize there was a possibility that you could go talk to them and they may have something. So that's quite interesting, because I honestly wouldn't have even thought about it. So really, really curious to know. I'll have to check that out with my my mage myself. But cool question. Thank you for that one, Zorts.
And Mr. Stir says that he keeps his past tunes in the Dormwind Cemetery.
We know there's many, many monks.
Well, there's like a pile in there. And everybody's just dying to get in. It's a popular place. All right. So question from Discord, because it was like anonymous, because it was like a friend of a friend asked or whatever. Sure. Can you use heirlooms to level up to 20, then delete them and register so all the teammates are at the designated level? Example, your friend is going as an allied and you didn't. The second you put on an heirloom, you are done. It will track it and you are finished. So you can't. The only way to get up to level 20 is to get a allied character as well and level up with your friend, or just level up to 20. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, LB says it was a glyph, but since they removed the spell-changing abilities, they added it to the class trainer for people who preferred that way that blink worked. Ah. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was thinking it was a glyph back in the day, like when glyphs became more of a, when it was more cosmetic-ish. So.
Yeah.
I want someone to look at me like I look at tacos. Wow. Jesus.
Exactly. I totally understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. Completely hear you, Taco. Completely.
I mean, you all understand I like have a brain of a kid that's 12 years old, right? You know.
Yep. Yeah, but that's fine.
Okay. I think we're okay for chat room stuffs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So. Oh.
Did you get Tiber's response to the?
Where? What?
Oh well. Where? About the deleting.
Oh, no, I did not. I keep the ones. Okay, so Tiber says I keep the ones that reach higher levels and usually delete a low level bank tune to make room for the next challenger. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so like rotating higher bank tunes, yeah, kind of thing.
Yeah, I think once I hit 110, I deleted my scout because it's like, okay, well, I feel confident now that I can get back up to the higher levels without needing to really worry about stuff. Okay, so we're going to do the stuff. Okay, thank you all for your support. We're going to do our little wrap up now. But thank you, everybody that supports us. Thank you. So we have new people that are supporting us that have joined our Iron Elite. Akari, as I'm doing the clapping, because this is great podcasting stuff. And when I look at this on the waveform, I see these big spikes, and I wonder what it is. And then I listen to it, and I'm like, damn it, Stone, stop doing that. Okay, so...
Stop doing that.
Stop doing it, Stone. Jeebus. Okay, we have a new person, a new people, Akari and Rude De Bruin. And I believe...
Nice. Welcome.
If the chat is like... yeah, okay. So, and also thank you to Soylent Greener, who subscribed by Twitch chat with Twitch Prime.
Thank
that's cool. I did go through and update everything. So if you weren't on the list before, like if you're not on the list right now, it's because I did it like 2 days ago or something. It's okay. And I'll pick you up again soon, I hope. So thank you to Akari, Boson, Boz, Broxamar, Chupa, LB, Fair, Five Iron, Fonz Hawks, Frazzly Sparksman, Grand Negus, Illi, Iron Tewin. I'm pretty sure Cashbringer is back in there, but he wasn't on my list, but we'll add you back in. I just happened to look at subscribers and I saw you back in there. And an Anonymous Koala. And Lissan, Never Died, Nisi, Rude De Bruin. I'm pretty sure I'm screwing up that name. Sir Thomas, Swing Cat, Tuli Bardeen, Ominia, Unamathil, and Zaya. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yes, I did make it to 110 before 735, and that's why I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, so it's okay. But you said you forgot, but it's like, it's okay, man. It's fine. There's no pressure.
So good.
And I refuse to do that stupid Twitch email crap. Because Twitch gives you an option to email people to say, oh, you forgot your sub, your Twitch Prime. No.
I don't understand if Twitch is quite happy to do that.
You know what? It's, you know, I find, I feel like.
Just email us.
I feel like it's okay. I personally feel like it's okay for a partner and all that to do all that stuff. Fine. If you want to do that. I do not. I do not feel comfortable doing that. So that's why I don't.
Yeah.
So if you come off the list, it's okay. I don't think anything bad. You know, it's fine.
Yeah.
So.
But they could just email.
Twitch could do that, but if they did, that means that they would guarantee. Yeah, but that means that they would guarantee that they're paying out. Whereas if they don't, it means that maybe not everybody uses that Twitch Prime sub, and they save some money. That's why. So Twitch could easily resub stuff. Yes, they could. Absolutely. Yeah. Anyways, it's okay if you forget. It's fine. I don't think anything less of you. I'm not comfortable bugging people. Oh, you forgot your sub prime. No, your Prime sub, god damn it. Let me take another drink.
Same difference.
Lord, Tundra and Jesus. Okay. Yeah. I'm looking right at Lita right now because she's going to be like... Okay, so thank you to all of our mods. Awesome. I'm going to try and do this in order without looking. Awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Sturzorts. Without looking. That's five. Yeah, we've got five. did I miss somebody? If I miss somebody, I'm a bad person. No, I got everyone. Wow, she's looking at me like I missed somebody. Jeebus.
Okay.
No, awesome Trousers, Boz, Nisi, Sturzorts. Anyways, thank you all for your help. More beer. Yes, Cash, if you're going to be at BlizzCon, there will be more beer. More liquid marijuana. And yes, that stuff's good. Oh, it's so good. You can't have it because it's booze. So it's not pot. It's booze. It's just, it's green. Anyways, okay. Wow, we're just effing things up here. Okay, so... Jeebus. Oh my god, Cash Bros is going to be at BlizzCon. This is going to be bad news. We're going to be wrecked. Okay, thank you for everybody watching and listening and dealing with the Twitch frame dropping crap, because I've seen that it's like not, you know. Yeah, Lita, you don't count as a mod. You're an admin, so I give you the Italian because that's my paisans. I can do that. I'm allowed. I'm half. Okay. So thank you for watching. Lita, Nisi, Stir, me, Zorts. I saw Boz in there before. Boz, Bosmatis, Chupa, Commander Root, Captain Dobie. I'm not saying those two people because you're bots. Ferristella, Fiesta Taco. Hey, you're watching too? You were born in 1983? I am older than you. LB.
I do not respect all of my elders. Ooh, no, wow. I'm kidding.
Iron Ashes, Iron Azzy, Cash, Kaiyun, Shout Gamers, Soylent Greener, because he's greener than Soylent Green. Spoonie the Bar, Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber, VNK, Virgo Praz, and Five Iron. Thank you for watching and dealing with Lita's nonsense. So our next show will be Saturday, June the 16th at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is Sunday, June the 17th at 1 a.m. Central European Time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time. And we'll be joined by Tiber, a.k.a. Tiber. And I actually looked back. It's been almost like a full year since he was last on. So it'll be
seriously
good. Yes.
Wow.
Yep. We are bad people. I am bad people. Taco, thank you for joining us and dealing with all of Lita's crap.
Mrs. Sissy forgot Zara.
I like Lita.
Oh, dang it.
You forgot Zaya.
Sorry, Zaya. Because Zaya is like the forum guru. And I Zaya's usually awesome. Don't have to we look at it because usually he's like, hey, Stone, there's a question. I'm like, oh, man. Thanks, dude. Sorry, Zaya.
Thanks, Zaya.
Yep.
Okay. Taco, thank you. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. Thank you for sharing your taco-ness with us today.
Tacos
really,
for everyone.
Really. Yay! That's very awesome. So, can you tell everyone where they can find you or get in contact with you, please?
I'm Taco on Discord, and I am Cubs4341 on Twitter and Instagram. Yes, I'm a Chicago Cubs fan, big time. And if you feel the need and ever want to make a team, you can always add Taco number sign 12314, which... I said number sign, so you know I'm old.
Wow. Is that on BNet or Discord?
Mm-hmm. Battle.net.
Battle.net? Okay.
Nice. Nice. I love it. All right. Thank you so much, Taco. We appreciate that. Now, where you can find us, so don't forget, the WoW Challenges website is wowchallenges.com. There you will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can also send us an email, podcast@wowchallenges.com. Stone, where can we find you, please?
Oh my god, I gotta go. Hey, Zorts, I missed that. I see it in the event log. Thank you, sir. He's like a tier two, so he gets to use his koala face in Twitch chat. Okay, you can find me at Twitter at STONAGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone grasp, and as well as the, oh my god, I gotta go pee so bad, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast, which we'll do, I don't know when we're gonna do our next one. No idea.
We'll sort it out.
I blame Lita. Whatever. So, Lita, where can we find you?
You can
hurry
find
up. I gotta go
on Twitter at Lita Wow, which is LEPT.
You're horrible. Oh my god.
W, what's the matter? You all right, Stone?
Hi, Stone. Got some beer bottles there, Stone.
Exactly. Get a cup. It's all good. Anyway, you can find me, my other show, other than Adventures in Azeroth with Stone, is Behind the Avatar, which we just did episode 169 yesterday, was released last night. And today is its 5th year anniversary. Wow. So happy Behind the Avatar Day.
I would
two.
Be more enthusiastic anyway. For you, but Lord.
Yeah, no.
169.
All right, I'm wrapping it up. That's okay. All right.
Make sure you wrap it up.
As always, I am wrapping it up. We want to always say thank you for our intros and outros to two wonderful people who have helped us tremendously. First one is our intro by Mark Honan. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Honan Wow, as well as part of the Torrent Think Tank crew over there with Jules. And our outro is done by the awesome Epic Insanity. And you can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity. And he is part of Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions podcast. So thank you guys very much for that. I want to say again, Taco, thank you so much for sharing your stories with us today. We've really appreciated it. I hopefully no more sneezing, death by sneezes and all that kind of stuff. And good luck with your challenge tunes. So other than that, thank you, chat room. Everyone have a fantastic week. And bye-bye.
See you later.
Let's have a little longer just so Stone can go to the bathroom.
Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.